From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state are arguing against President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration. Those arguments were from seven countries, I should say. Those arguments were filed in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Late last week, a U.S. District Court judge temporarily blocked the travel ban. On Sunday, the appeals court rejected the administration's request to reinstate it. Any other interested parties have until late Monday to file briefs with the court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan's capital to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations are in Astana for their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family, but said his wife's salary was perfectly justified for a woman with a training in law. Fillon's popularity has declined significantly during the past 2 weeks since the Canard and Chine newspaper published a report including Mrs. Fillon's salary. This is VOA News.